data backup. It's a topic that might not sound interesting, but it's far from boring, especially when you hear the stories from people who have lost important files like photos, videos, schoolwork, university essays, or even their office accounting records. So today on Tech Daily, we're talking data backup with Steve Goh, the Vice President for Asia Pacific with Acronis, who are famous for their data protection solutions. Welcome to Tech Daily, Steve.
Thank you very much, Andy.
Now, Steve, you've been in the IT industry for, I believe, well over 2.5 decades across various large companies, including, of course, Acronis, Microsoft in there as well. How has the approach to data backup evolved during that time?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. I think everybody is aware that backup is very important, but not everybody is aware that they are not practicing the right practice to really protect their data, right? And especially when you see in the past few years, data growth has been exponentially growing at a very alarming rate. People are holding more dear to, you know, ensuring that their data is secured, the data is accessible, the data is recoverable, right? Every time when there's a disaster, you know, we see that there's a huge demand and a huge awareness of backup now.
I guess in the past, technology and the availability of it and expense would have really been a big challenge. But with Acronis now being a leading supplier of data backup solutions, what now is the greatest challenge that you face today?
Well, I guess it's the awareness. I mean, everybody is still aware of the importance of backup, but not many people understand the severity if they do not have a proper backup a solution, right? And today there are some people that have to have a misconception that putting data in a separate location is backup. But that's not backup. Backup is more than just having a place to store your information. Backup is ensuring that you're able to transmit those information in a very secure manner, able to store and your information in the end location at a very secure manner. You're able to have a very efficient way to recover your data, right, when disaster does happen, right, whereby you can get up to speed, fully operational at a shorter speed of time, so that you do not have to lose money, because time is money.
Yeah.
And from a consumer standpoint, right, I think a lot of people feel that, you know, we are generating a lot of data as we go on a daily basis with photos, music, videos, emails, communication, social media, right? And these are actually things that are important to us. So, you know, being able to store them, back up and recover them is very, very important. So it's getting it out there and getting our consumers, our customers, our SMBs to understand this.
And you say that awareness is really a big challenge still. Do you think some individuals are still putting a backup into the too hard or too expensive category? Is that part of the awareness campaign?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's still people that when customers that I speak to, they go, yeah, you know, Steve, backup is going to be very expensive because, you know, we have such a disparated environment. These are primarily the enterprise customers, the commercial customers. You know, they find that some people are very hesitant to embark onto the conversation of backup, right? So they resort to having a lot of different hardware, disk systems that they just simply store information to, right? And it has been shared with me that there are many, many companies out there that actually only uses up to 30 to 40% of the actual information that they have. Because for the rest, they find it very, very difficult to figure out where they are, how it has to be used, right? And that is not just backup. That's just having a very sound way of managing your information. And with Acronis, it's not just about backup. Acronis is about data management, right? It's about finding a secure way to share information with our Acronis Access. And then with our backup, we are able to offer both from a virtual environment to an on-premise environment. They're able to offer backup on a platform that is not only on Windows, but also on Android and also on iOS. And we can offer backup both on-premise as well as cloud, which happens to be our fastest growing approach and offers to our customers out there.
Okay, so obviously the variety of methods has grown in terms of what you can do with backup. But lay it down in simple terms for anyone who is completely new to this idea. You've kind of touched on it. Maybe they've got a desktop, they've got a mobile device, a tablet. What are the basic things that they need to ensure that they don't lose important files on those devices?
Yeah, so I think, you just mentioned a very, very good point, right? I think backup is not just about complicated servers. I mean, backup could range from right down to PCs and mobile devices, right down to your servers, right? So I think, for end users, for consumers, we have our range of backup offerings with Acme's True Image, whereby an end user can actually download agents onto their devices, up to, five devices if you want to, both on mobile devices as well as notebooks and PCs. And they could actually backup to the cloud if they want to, or they can choose to backup on-premise to an external hard disk. Right? But that portion, I think one customer mentioned to me, his Steve, the reason why I'm very keen on Acme's cloud solutions, because if I backup to a hard disk, an external hard disk, when I travel, I can't possibly bring my hard disk everywhere I go.
Yeah.
Right? And if I happen to lose my information, I'm traveling to China or Singapore or Malaysia, and I need that information, there's no way I could retrieve the information. Mm. And that's why cloud is key. And in that sense, he says, well, Steve, with Acronis, right, the way you seamlessly allow me to put my information both on-premise and on cloud makes it easier for me to feel that my data is being protected. So from the consumer perspective, we have Acronis True Image. Mm. From an SMB perspective, we have our Acronis Backup suite of solutions that also allow the customer to either have backup on-premise or backup on cloud or both. Right. So the concept of backup hasn't changed. It's how the way Acronis enables the customer to do it in a very easy, cost-effective manner is our value proposition to our end users.
Now, Steve, you sort of touched on a small business there. Is data protection for them a completely different world? I mean, I guess they're not as worried about, backing up photos or music. How do their needs differ? And is cost more of an issue for the smaller businesses?
Yeah, so if you look into the small businesses, right, and what most people deem small micro businesses are those with maybe, say, 5 employees, mm-hmm. Maybe a server with 5 computer devices. For them, backing up legal documents, information, invoices, POs, right, it's also very important. And backing up data, whether for an end user, which probably has maybe a terabyte worth of personal data that they want to keep private and to keep it safe, and to maybe a small business that have maybe 5 terabytes worth of information, right, it's the same concept. It's just that content is different. But for a small business owner, every single minute of downtime is going to be a disaster for them. They could not get back their business on time. And I was told by many customers that customers that take backup lightly and do not practice a good backup solution, whenever they have a disaster and they don't recover on time, they actually even be at the risk of losing their business. So I think more and more small business owners is aware of this, but they are struggling, right? Like what we just mentioned. How is backup very difficult? Is backup going to be very costly? Right. So putting backup as a solution for both on-premise and cloud allows the customer to really lower their total cost of operations. Because with cloud, they do not have to have upfront investments of infrastructure. They can just do it as a service, pay as a service. They can choose any service provider which they want to work with. Right, and they can actually pay only for usage. So with Acronis cloud offerings, which we do through our service providers, we offer the customers a very flexible way that makes sense for their business requirements to protect their data.
Steve, speaking of flexibility, I believe you're currently trialing a product which is aimed specifically at those small sort of micro businesses you speak of, that is businesses with up to 5 employees. And this is something you're mm-hmm. just trying out in Australia. Tell me about that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're very well informed, Andy. So, yes. So, Australia is a very important market for us, right? And Australia is the one of the tool markets that we actually tried this thing out. It's called the Acronis True Image Small Office. And it's being trial and available online for now, right? And it's basically targeted to protect. It's a very simple skill whereby our small businesses can pick it up. It's protecting one server and up to five computer devices, right? It's about targeting customers, businesses with probably one small service office server, some workstations, maybe up to five employees. So it's a trial that we are doing because we believe that, in Australia, there are probably a whole list of SOHO customers, mm-hmm. right? Or maybe small customers that would see value in taking this off and in their checklist and purchasing this online because it's going to be very simple and suited for their requirement. The thing is we can also do this through our traditional method of selling. Mm. There are different sets of skills that we work through our partners. But because it's going to be online, we need to make it simple for end users to go in there, check the box, and just pay for it, and then get it going as soon as possible. So you're absolutely right. It's called the Acronis True Image Small Office, and we're trying it out primarily in Australia.
Now, Steve, if we could just take a step back and maybe look at data protection globally for a minute, is there any way that Australians look at data protection differently to the rest of the world?
Well, I certainly hope not. I think for Australia, it's a very developed market. It's a very sophisticated market. Hmm. The users are actually very receptive to the importance of data protection, right? I mean, just some talking points. Back in 2012, 31% of the small businesses in Australia suffered from data losses, right, due to hardware failure and accidental deletion of information. Now, this starts to weigh in on small businesses that says that, hey, I'm lucky, nothing will ever happen to me, right? People tend to think like that, right? But then what more and more educated users are beginning to realize that disaster will happen and it will happen to them one day, right? And if they do not get ready for that, right, then, the consequences will be quite unfortunate. So we see that the Australian market, they are well-informed, they're sophisticated, and they do place importance in backup, which is why, we do see growth in this market in Australia. This is why we take very seriously about, making sure that we address, developed markets like Australia first, right? And even now, apart from just, natural disasters, what we see like cyber threats, like ransomware, right? All the malicious software that is designed to block access to computer systems and its data, right? This is also something that their customers are saying, hey, if we do not back up our data, right? And once we are subjected to such threats, there's no way we could protect our information and resume those information whenever we do not give in to those threats. So we hear a lot of customers that every single time when I'm down in Sydney and my schedule is always full, customers tend to relate to what we are offering to them, in partnership. So I would say that in Australia, I think the customers are very well informed, mm-hmm. right? And they are also very sophisticated, right? They want to make sure that they have a solution that is not one whereby so expensive and so complex to implement that they can't do it. With Acronis, with our offering both on-premise and cloud, with our 100% working through channels and partners, right, we are making it profitable for our partners but yet affordable for our end users to really address their data protection and their data security needs.
Steve, that's a great overview of data protection and how people should be definitely having it to front of mind no matter what their situation. Thanks again for joining me on Tech Daily today.
Oh, thank you very much for the opportunity. And remember, please back up. Yeah, back up is important.